I'll try and change it. And I accidentally said some bad things about TF. No, I didn't say anything bad. I was enthusiastic. So, if you want to flame me for being enthusiastic, you're a moron. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm starting out on the abuse side. They have Blood Eagle, and VUP's got Diamond Sword. We're getting heavy on Flag, couple Light D getting out there. We got a bunch of people going offense. I think this is going to be a little bit better to hear some game sounds, because, Abuse Edge had already had the Flag, and Doc Holliday brought him down by a disc. He went naked, I guess. Disc jumped off the start. Haul ass over there. I was hearing things. People weren't hearing enough game sounds, specifically from Taxi, and only from Taxi. So I'm going to, I'm trying to sit on the heavy on Flag right now. So I'm going to stay at the Blood Evil Flag right now, the Abuse Flag, and then, like 3 minutes, switch sides, something like that. So, I'm going to have people help me out look for what flags.
iStream has a Diamond Sword flag.
iStream took the Diamond Sword flag, and he's coming in for the cap, and that's 1-0 Abuse. iStream captured the Diamond Sword flag. 1-0 Abuse. Good job, guys. Got a heavy. All his defense set up. Light D. Let me check out what Light D's on top. We got two Light D's, snipers, chainers. The Edge already grabbed the VUP flag, apparently. And, got a medium coming in for the flag.
A medium capper.
Nice. Oh, and Zexus Khan zapped by Doer's Elf Gun. Apparently an attempt just to get it off the stand. And a good one, since it's just sitting out there undefended right now. I don't see anybody going for it. Okay, and Beatstick has returned it.
Hey, can you turn it down a bit, Jerry?
If you hear the music in the background, I apologize. The microphone is really sticky, or not sticky. Oh, and Cobra's taking the flag. Oh, I'm blown up by a mine on the side. He really likes music, so it's kind of hard for me to ask him to turn it off. I mean, it's local age, kicks ass. I'm trying to be excited. I'm jumping up and down, naked. So, no, I'm not. But to style, I am. So, still sitting here on the heavy on flag, Blood Eagle side. Still 1-0. It's getting kind of frantic because their base is getting run over by a lot of offense right now. No one going for the flag, though. I think they want the base down. The base has been up, surprisingly. Plasma turret's still up. Sensor's still up. Lots of turrets. See what's going on right now. Not a lot of movement on the side. In about 2 minutes, I think I'll switch over to the Diamond Sword base. I wish I could do comm screen. But I can't observe. I can only watch and tear as I, miss flag carriers grabbing the flag. It kind of sucks for you guys out there since you're listening and not able to watch this like I am. Got flagger coming in now. He was going in for the defense. And we got a little offense on the flag right now. Oh, and he died. And it's like, oh, and the flag has been taken. Cool. Cobra VUP has taken the Blood Eagle flag. He is on the run. There is no one chasing him right now. I think he's going to make this back. Oh, he's got a chain around him right now, but he is looking... It's looking like he's gone. He's almost right to their base.
iStream has
now taken the Diamond Sword flag. He's under heavy chain fire right now. So, right now, both teams have the flag out. iStream and Cobra. He's getting high up in the air. Looks like he's going to make it back to his respective base. And a targeter pointing him out in the air. I've never seen that. We played it. Oh, and he killed himself on top of the base. Hopefully, one of their team. Okay. Trollkin has taken the Diamond Sword flag. Cobra still has the Blood Eagle flag. So now it's down to a stalemate on Roller Coaster. And as you know, stalemates do not last long on Roller Coaster. Very fast changing unless one team hides. And I don't think either of these teams are going to do something like that. Use this stuffy nose. I've been having a head cold ever since I went to Houston. We recently went to see meet Dr. Ruffy and his girlfriend, TX026, E5 Shag, and the ex-OGL admin, I reckon. So I think I'm going to go chill on top of their base. Actually, I'm going to fly over to the Diamond Sword base. Fly midfield. It's going to be silent for a second. Not like it's that loud. I mean, pretend like I'm pulling a ski route here. If you've ever played with me, you know that I can't ski. So it's looking pretty bad right now anyway. Seen a huge offense by a VUP, but it's also countered by a good offense by Abuse. I mean, it's a really good match. Last map was 3-2. I mean, it doesn't get much closer than that. Well, I mean, 8-7 or something like that, but still, much closer. But right now, the VUP base is down. It's completely destroyed. There is nothing in it. Still seeing a stalemate. Fuck! People keep calling me. Here, I'm gonna let SureShot take it.
Okay, still standoff. Doesn't look like much is happening with the flag carriers.
Hello?
Kind of hard to move around since the keyboard's way on the other side of the desk, but...
Yeah, that's okay.
But I guess I'll look around from wherever the hell I am right now. Right now I'm at the VUP base. Still, it doesn't look like there's much pressure on the flag carriers. It looks like they're hiding off somewhere. Here comes some heavy offense from Abuse. Wow, still a standoff. Not much is changing here. Cobra just decided to kill his teammate, but still has a flag, still going strong. Abuse's Heavy O is still launching mortars into VUP's base set. It looks like Abusive is chasing down Cobra pretty good, but I still haven't seen much of Trollkin. Oh, Cobra just dropped the flag. The flag has been returned to base. Trollkin just captured the flag. Abuse is up now, 2-0. And I'm still just stuck right here in front of the VUP base. Can't move around, but I'm staring at the flag from afar right now. Oh, Abuse has taken the flag. iStream has taken the flag and is now... Looks like he has a couple chasers. I can't see, dude. Chasing him down or something.
I'm not gonna chase
their
ass.
Okay, I still can't see where they are, but it looks like iStream is probably about to cat.
Oh,
iStream just dropped the flag. Point man, BUP. Took him down with a sniper rifle.
That flag's been returned, and I'm gonna keep drinking. I was interrupted by a phone call from Tequila from Hawaii. I think he basically...
Looks like Zexus Khan now has the Blood Eagle flag.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut up about my personal life and talk more about the match, sorry. Zexus Khan has the Blood Eagle flag. I'm gonna turn it around a little bit. Okay, there we go. Zexus Khan has the Blood Eagle flag. There is no offense coming on the Diamond Sword flag.
Abuse flag then.
He's coming in. Oh! And Abuse James has just taken off with the flag. He's got like four people on him right now. Trollkin just gunned down Zexus Khan. He's returned the flag. You've got James running around the Diamond Sword base trying to get out of there. He's got a lot of chasers on him, a lot of chain fire. He's coming up over the first hill. He's just coming out of the base, but I don't think it's... Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Bohika chained him down at the very front of the base. I didn't think he was going to get very far. So Diamond Sword flag sitting strong right now. 15 minutes left in the match for the cap, and Cobra VUP has made a cap. It is now 2-1 Abuse. It's turning out to be a really good game. Coming in. Oh, had a flagger, but he died just before the flag. Sorry,
Zexus Khan has just taken VUP, or
abuse's flag.
Yeah. Lexiscon VUP has just taken the abuse flag. Got a heavy spammer on the flag right now. Oh, okay. iStream has dropped from the game. Doer took Lexiscon out with a mortar. Probably a pretty nice shot. And we're seeing a medium on flag, an MOF on the Diamond Sword base. Oh, and he body blocked a Blood Eagle flag, Blood Eagle flagger. I don't think I've ever seen a medium on flag. I've seen a light with shield pack, but never a medium. And he's naked, so looks like they're having trouble getting back to their base right now. Okay, iStream is getting back to the game. I'm going to have to team him in just a second. I don't know why it really matters, but let me make sure he's got a team right now. He's on Blood Eagle. Oh, okay. Doer was waiting for him. He got him. So right now it's not seeing a whole lot of flag offense. A little bit, I'll change back to the Blood Eagle flag.
Oh, we got a couple flaggers coming in.
Got the flaggers coming in the background.
Sniper, I guess. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think it's just general offense trying to take out the turrets. Seeing a lot of turrets go down. No cheating turrets, thankfully. I'm glad to see that both teams agreed to that. No, none of the turrets came and destroyed. You can take them out with Blaster and Elf, though. And we got someone in for the flag right now, and iStream really taking off with the flag right now. He's got the Diamond Sword flag.
Cobra just took theirs and dropped it.
And Cobra had grabbed the VUP, or Cobra had grabbed the abuse flag, sorry, but it was returned. So I'm going to follow the capper over to their base, and sit over at their base to make this cap. He is getting high up in the air there. Coming in for the cap right now. Almost there. Oh, he fell short of the base. He's under the base. That really sucks. Oh, and there's a flagger.
Lexiscon
has taken the, Door, getting him with the mortar in the back. Looks like iStream is capped. It is now 3-1 abuse. 3-1 abuse. They are up. Going back to the heavy versus the medium on flag on the, on the abuse side. Afterwards, stick around. We're going to have the FTM-TF match. If you didn't know, this is FTM Gringo speaking. Abuse the Edge had grabbed the VUP flag, but Bohika got him with a mine or something. I don't really
Sentinel
know what.
Sentinel just took the...
Sentinel, yeah, Abuse has grabbed the Diamond Sword flag. Oh, and a little dancing action on the Abuse flag. Oh, damn, and Lexiscon coming through again. Very fast capper. Comes in extremely fast. He's got a couple snipes on him.
Diamond
lots
Sword
of chain.
Flag has been returned.
Diamond Sword flag was returned. I'm chasing the capper right now. Just trying. I mean, you know, something a little better than like barely hearing noise. Flag still at the base.
The Edge just took it.
Oh, the Edge has taken the Diamond Sword flag. So both flags are out of the base. Oh, and the Edge has fallen to Turbo MC's Stormhammer, and VUP has returned the flag, and I think they're going for a cap right now. Oh, Rabid Leopard coming in real fast. Actually, not real fast, just real time.
Just snagged it, right?
Yeah, he snagged it real fast. Oh, and both flags have been dropped, apparently? No. Oh, Lexiscon is captured. So it is now 3-2 abuse. 3-2 abuse over VUP with 11 minutes to go in the game. This is a very good matchup.
Yeah,
incoming flagger from the front. Oh, and he falls just short. That sucks. He's still going to go for it. No, he's going to fly on through, maybe clear it out. Abuse pointy thingy has connected to the game. I don't know if they have all 10 or not. So I'm going to let one of their teammates team him. Because I would feel bad if I stuck it up 11 to 10. I get bitched after that. So I'm just going to stay neutral. Stream is lagging out. Oh, and it looks like someone has grabbed... Oh, the Edge had grabbed the Diamond Sword flag, but Doc Holliday gunned him down. Stream died. Okay, so I'm going to change Pointy Thingy's team to a Blood Eagle here. And then Stream is gone. Yeah, Stream was dropped earlier. Sorry about that lateness. I apologize. I just didn't want to get in, make it 11 to 10. Sorry. Okay, incoming flagger from the front. Very fast and abuse the edge. Now has the diamond sword flag. He's got a couple chases after him. Actually, he's got quite a few chases, but he also has a follower on his team. Lots of chain fire. He's cutting back across the middle, which is kind of risky. Especially a good defense such that Abuse has. He's got a lot of long-distance chain, but overall, I think he's going to make it. He got blown off. Oh, and Bohica guns him down at the Abuse base. And it's going to be... PubKnight picked it up. Doc Holliday throwing it. It's still dropped in the field. Turbo wins. He returns it under the Abuse base. That's got to hurt. And right now, the other flag, the Abuse flag is out. It's out from the base. Rabid Leper had dropped the Diamond Sword flag. Okay. I apologize. It's hard to do this to two people. I'm reading text a whole lot, so that's what the delays are. It's not... Okay, Cobra had grabbed the Abuse flag, but Beatstick dropped him with his sniper rifle. So it's out in the field right now. Don't know who is around it. Abuse the Edge has dropped the Diamond Sword flag, so both
Cobra
flags...
Again.
Cobra has grabbed the Blood Eagle, and Trollkin has the Diamond Sword flag. And Bohica ventilated Trollkin with a chain gun, so... Looks like Cobra caps and ties it up with 8 minutes to go. It is now 3-3. It's turning out to be a very exciting map right now. Zexus Khan has taken the Abuse flag. He's running off in the front. I don't know if he's going to get very far. Looking pretty shy on life. Took a couple discs and a whole lot of chain. And Beatstick has the Diamond Sword flag.
Oh.
PubKnight tears down Zexus Khan about mid-range. Beatstick still strong with the Diamond Sword map, or flag, sorry. So we're just waiting for a cap here. Beatstick still has... Oh, and Beatstick has captured it. It is now 4-3 Abuse. This is a and Beatstick gets him with the chain gun from behind. And the Abuse Edge is captured. It is now 5-3 Abuse. Mid-NJ had grabbed the flag, but Trollkin got him with the disc. This is hard to keep up with.
The Edge just started to vote disable team damage. Let's see how that vote goes.
I hope that passes. I would like to see a lot of TKing. Juggling him in midair, that's really fun if you're bored at 3 a.m. or something. Oh, and 20 people voted no, that's a damn shame.
Oh, Pointy Thingy took.
Pointy Thingy has the flag and he's going for a cap right now. Oh, he dropped the flag to the heavy on the flag so Dory can cap. Aw. Oh.
How sweet.
Oh, that's cute. Looks like Abuse, Abuse capped on him.
The Edge just took VP's flag.
The Edge grabbing the flag again. Guys all over the place. It is now 6-3 Abuse with 6 minutes left in the game. I think... I don't want to take a guess at whose flag thing. I can't tell.
Doris.
Okay, that's true, yeah, because Doris grabbed the flag.
Whoa.
Oh, Point Man coming from a back route. That was,
that was a nice snipe.
A very tricky snipe from there. Oh, and, someone just grabbed the flag, like, right when it's turned. Oh, and they're looking for a cap. Actually, it was from the other team. Jeez, with his second heavy on flag cap. It's now 7-3 Abuse. I apologize for the confusion here. It's really hard to pay attention, but Abuse seems to have a really good offense right about now. There looks like they're running circles, actually. I'm still sitting tight at the
Abuse's base.
Yeah, at the abusive base, sitting on the flag, seems to have the most action right now. Cobra VUP has snagged the bloody old fag. Apparently there's a lot of fags on the abuse flag stand. He took the flag and he's off in the middle. Oh, and Beatstick got him with a sniper rifle. So, the base is looking good, flag's looking good. Abuse Rabid Leper had taken the Diamond Sword flag, but it was dropped by Point Man Chain Gun. So both flags are in the base right now. Got a mortar spammer. Oh, and they're coming in for the last cap right now.
Oh man.
And Door getting mowed down right on the flag. Let's see if they can snag it for the last cap. Rabid Leper has the flag. The other flag is open. Fire coming in right now.
Oh!
Zexus Khan snagging it right at the end, and Beatstick making one hell of a snipe to drop the flag here. And it is over. It is 8-3 Abuse. Abuse winning in two maps. 3-2 on Rain Dance, 8-3 on Roller Coaster. It's one great game right there. I think that's going to be the end of it. There might be a little post-game banter, but other than that, most people are dropping off the server. Give my props to him. VUP hung strong with him. That was a very good match. Alright, well, I don't know if... Oops, not one beer over. Let's see. So again, the wrap-up. Abuse wins in two maps versus VUP. 3-2 on Rain Dance, and a very close match. And 8-3 finishing before the time limit was over for Abuse on Roller Coaster. 3-2 Rain Dance, 8-3 Roller Coaster, Abuse in two. Thanks a lot for letting me broadcast my first time. I hope I get to do this again, maybe with two people, if we can get my shit to work. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect and pass it over to... See, I think Taxi and one other person is going to be doing our match, FTM versus TF, who apparently you heard my thoughts on that match. I'm very confident about this match. We're looking for a rematch. They beat us for number 3, I think, and we're looking to get back at them. So, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect now, or at least I'll play some music so I know what's going on. So, 311 light years. Thanks for letting me broadcast, guys. Talk to you later.